Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. High voter turnout of over 62.37% was reported till 9 p.m. in the 102 Lok Sabha seats which went to polls in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks participating enthusiastically, despite the heat wave, in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. Of the 102 parliamentary constituencies, 11 Lok Sabha seats are reserved for STs and 18 seats are reserved for SCs. These constituencies are spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. These are from states including Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur and Meghalaya. 3 Lok Sabha seats of West Bengal recorded a high voter turnout of over 77.57%. 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh saw a voter turnout of over 58.49%. 4 seats of Bihar recorded over 48.5%. Rajasthan recorded over 56.58% for 8 parliamentary constituencies. 5 seats of Maharashtra saw a voter turnout of over 55.35%. 5 seats of Assam recorded over 72.1%. And all 39 seats of Tamil Nadu recorded a voter turnout of over 65.19% in the first phase. All 5 seats in Uttarakhand recorded poll percentage of 54.06%, and 1 seat of Chhattisgarh recorded voter turnout of 63.41%. 1 Lok Sabha seat of Tripura recorded voter turnout of 80.17%. A total of 1,625 candidates were in the fray in this phase. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Valiyan, and as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Jitin Prasad, and Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath, and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate were sealed in the EVMs. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there was a great response for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked all those who voted. Filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended yesterday. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place today. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah filed nomination from Gandhinagar Lok Sabha seat. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Paresh Dhanani also submitted his nomination from the Rajkot Lok Sabha seat. Gujarat will go to polls in the third phase on the 7th of May. Campaigning is at its peak for other phases of polling for parliamentary elections. Senior leaders of political parties are holding rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. Addressing election meetings yesterday at Damoh in Madhya Pradesh and at Wardha in Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that this election is to ensure the future of the country and to make the country a big power in the world in the coming 5 years. In Karnataka, a total of 337 candidates are in the fray in the 14 seats after the last day to file nominations ended yesterday for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. According to statistics released by the chief electoral officer yesterday, 309 males and 28 female candidates have filed 503 nominations since 12th of April when the filing began for this phase. The highest number of 40 candidates have filed nominations from Davangere and least of 11 from Bellary, the seat reserved for scheduled tribes. The last day to withdraw the nominations is 22nd of April and elections will be held on 7th of May. And the IMD has forecast severe heat wave over East India and heat wave over South Peninsula India for the next couple of days. IMD said heat wave conditions will prevail over Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh and interior Tamil Nadu. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.